Into turn one with Clubman Light and Clubman Heavy. Spin down there in turn number two. Cart number 88, that's George Thompson. So George Thompson from Grenfell in trouble early as Witty working his way to the front. Gets past Beck Connell, who got the jump off the start. But it's Jared Witty now who leads the way. So Jared Witty from Griffith in the Racer's Warehouse, number 90. Beck Connell from Canberra in the 29 runs in second. Then back to Jamie Prendergast. Prendergast, the first of the heavies runners. In Clubman Light, Jared Witty running second in the points coming into Canberra. In the heavies battle, it's Jamie Prendergast who leads the way. So out on the track, Jared Witty, your leader, as he comes across the start-finish line to complete lap number two. Then it's Beck Connell, Jamie Prendergast, Mark Linsell, Braden Boots, Jared Prendergast, and George Thompson now a long way behind in seventh place. So leader through the dip and up onto the back straight. George Thompson goes around again. So George Thompson... Thompson just gathering things back up and will be in danger of going a lap down. So race leader is still Jared Witty. Connell under pressure now from the first of the heavies in Jamie Prendergast. So Connell just getting sideways through the dip. Prendergast sideways out of the dip. As the blue flags are waving now as George Thompson is being put one lap down. So Jared Witty out to a comfortable lead of 1.7 seconds after he completes four laps. Fastest lap of the race, a 36.437 for Jared Witty. Beck Connell under pressure here. As Jared Prendergast, Mick Linsell in position number four. Oh, George Thompson, I think, pulls off the circuit. So, race leader across the line and completes half race distance now. Jared Witty, a 35.769, the fastest lap of the race for Witty in the Racer's Warehouse cart. Beck Connell still holding off. Jamie Prendergast has got a little bit of breathing room as she comes into the pit turn once again. Jared Witty in the 90, Beck Connell in the 29. Jamie Prendergast is in the 23, Mick Linsell in the 84. Jared Prendergast in the 69, he's some ways back. Braden Boots in the 99. And, in fact, no, George Thompson's in the 88. It's Braden Boots in the 99 that came off the circuit around the top of the track. So race leader is Jared Witty. He comes across the start-finish line. Seven laps now completed. George Thompson with two spins in this race, but he is the only driver in the Clubman class that is running the older Yamaha engine. So, at a bit of a power disadvantage even before the lights went green on the track. Witty in this Southern Star Series so far in Clubman Light. Finished third over at Dubbo and then had a win in Griffith. So he's on 66 points, but Nicholas Riley, who's leading the class, is not here in Canberra this weekend. So that will give Whitty the advantage going into the rest of the championship. Jared Prendergast finished second. Prendergast finished second at Dubbo and once again finished second at Griffith, but leads the championship by 1 point over Matthew Piper, who's not out there this weekend. So Matthew Piper will not add to his tally, with Prendergast adding to his. Mark Linsell currently running in fifth position in the championship. So he will get some important ground back as this first heat of Clubman Light continues on. Jared Whitty leading the way from Beck Connell in the heavies. It's Jamie Prendergast, Mick Linsell, Jared Prendergast and George Thompson, who is one lap down. So as the white flag is out, Jared Whitty leads the way. Whitty leading as Whitty now round the top turn for the final time. And Jared Whitty has had a dominating opener here in the Southern Star Series round three. He takes the victory in the number 90 Racers Warehouse cart from Griffith. Second place, Canberra's Beck Connell. Third place, Jamie Prendergast. Mick Linsell back there in fourth. George Thompson was two laps down by the end of the race, with Jared Prendergast coming home in fifth place. Unfortunately for Braden Boots, out at the top of the circuit on lap number five. So Jared Whitty taking the victory here in the Clubman Light heat number one. As we get set for Cadet 12s, heat number one. Mia Bolton will start from the pole. Bolton with Ryan Kennedy in the 30. Noah Sands in the 65. Adam Slatery in the 99. Lachlan Campbell in the 7. Riley Watson in the 8. Casey Cleaver in the 9. Josh Sargent in the 74. Hunter Ross in the 26. Shannon Mortlock in the 36. Mac O'Neill's in the 81. And Oliver McLansborough is in the 2 cart. So, as we get set for a start, looking at the leaderboard in Cadet 12s, Adam Slattery in the 75 points after two rounds. Mia Bolton on 55 points after two rounds. Noah Sands on 54. And Mark O'Neill on 50. And Mark O'Neill on 53 as well. So getting set for a start. Away and racing. Mia Bolton has the jump as they head into turn number one. Running wide, very wide indeed, was the Ryan Kennedy cart. So Bolton leading the way up into second position already. I think that's the Noah Sands cart, 65. They work their way around the top of the circuit. And Mia Bolton is your race leader. So Bolton and Slatery in the deadly cart from Grenfell up into third. Further back then, the seven of Lachlan Campbell running in fourth position. As, oh, round goes Campbell into the kitty litter. Now, will he be able to get that cart out? He gets it out now. And will be returning to the track quite slowly in front of Oliver McLansborough. So at the front of the field, Slatery going past or up the inside of Sands as Sands tried to go round the outside of Bolton. And it's Slatery who's up to second place as Sands really drove himself back a spot round the top turn. Now Bolton runs up the ripple strip going through the pit turn. That's going to set up an opportunity here for the race. Second place driver, the series leader currently, Adam Slatery, in the Omega cart from this fourth or fifth position, was it? He started out of fourth position, and now up into second. As they head back down the pit straight, Mayor Bolton with some breathing room over Slatery. As they come across the line, Bolton, Slatery, Sands. Mac O'Neill in the 81 after a good weekend at the Bob Hine Memorial over in Grenfell 2 weekends ago. Has got himself up into fourth position. Riley Watson, now Josh Sargent, of course, the Tegra cart from Grenfell, also working his way up into sixth position. Ryan Kennedy in seventh, Casey Cleaver in eighth, Shannon Mortlock, Hunter Ross, Lachlan Campbell and McLansborough round out the running order. So the race leader, Mia Bolton, still out in front. The Grenfell driver in the Monaco cart, sponsored by the Canberra Car Shed, leading the way by 0.395 of a second. That gap closes down through the S's that time. As Slatery is really starting to put the pressure on. Bolton sideways through the dip. And that's going to give Slatery an opportunity here to close in further, as does Noah Sands. So the deadly from Griffith is running in third and trying to make a challenge back for the lead with Mac O'Neill from Dubbo. Also in the Sinorama cart, doing a good job in fourth place as well. Mac O'Neill has the fastest lap of the race, a 39.238 of a second. So Mac O'Neill, fastest cart on the circuit. O'Neill working his way back through. The traffic, O'Neill with the 81 cart, fastest cart on the circuit as we said, now is up to third as he gets past Noah Sands. So Bolton with four laps remaining for Mia Bolton, and she has still got a 0.7 second advantage, but now Slatery will come under fire from that 81 cart of Mac O'Neill. Through the dip this time. Mac O'Neill's on a great run. He looks to set up on the inside as they head up the back straight. Side by side into the top turns. And Mac O'Neill gets past Slatery for second. So a barnstorming run late in the race. Mac O'Neill, who came out of the 11th position, has driven himself up into second. And now with 3 laps left to go, has set his sights on Mia Bolton, the race leader, who is half a second further up the road. O'Neill again closing in on Bolton through the S's. It's Bolton from Grenfell, Dubbo's Mac O'Neill working their way through the dip. Oh, O'Neill very aggressive in through the dip that time, and that will see him lose a little bit of ground. Noah Sands also closing in the 65 cart, on Slatery to battle for third. So Slatery under some pressure from Sands. As the race leader across the start finish line is Mia Bolton. Second place is Mac O'Neill. Then it's Slatery. Then Sands, Watson, Sargent in sixth position. So Sargent, who came out of 8th position, has only made up 2 spots here in this first heat. As coming back through the traffic now, the 9 car of Casey Cleaver looks like he's got past the 36 of Shannon Mortlock. So he has made a spot. White flag out for Mia Bolton as she leads the way. Noah Sands looking to make a move. Down into turn number 1 on Slater. He can't get it done. Bolton trying to withstand the battle at the front of the field with O'Neill getting aggressive. But it looks like O'Neill might have gone too early. As Bolton is sideways through the dip once again. As they head up around the top of the circuit for the final time. O'Neill looking to try and make a charge off the top turn. He makes this move now. They're side by side down the pit lane. Bolton just tries to outbreak O'Neill going into the pit turn. And Bolton looks like she'll hang on. Bolton hangs on to take the win. O'Neill back there in second. Slater is in third. Sands in fourth. Then it's Watson and Sargent. Further back to Cleaver and Mortlock, who have been battling for a number of laps now, and Cleaver just behind Mortlock with Kennedy. Then it's Hughes, then it's Kennedy, Hunter Ross, Lachlan Campbell, and Oliver McLansborough will be the final car to go through to the checkered flag. So Cadet 12's in the book in an exciting kickoff to their racing. Mac O'Neill through the field a second. That is going to be an important drive, you feel, by the end of this week's racing, or this weekend's racing. And, well, what a great job it was indeed. This is the third round of the Southern Stars series, and it's brought to you, of course, by Deadly Cards. So we get set now for restricted, light and heavy. On the pole is the 66 of Eric Reeves. Out of position number 2 is Dion Pangolis in the 53. John Macy in the 11. Guy Little in the 88. Royce Gay in the 78. The 59 is Matthew Drain. And the 55 is Jamie Field. So Eric Reeves and Pangolis are running in restricted light. Then it's the heavies, is Macy.
Your choice, mate.
In the 11. He's the first of the heavies. Getting set for a start. Oh, Pangolis gets the jump off the outside of the front row. Going with him is Guy Little in the 88, who's already up to second position as they work their way through into turn number 1. So Pangolis, who's a Newcastle club member but has moved to Canberra for work, so he is racing every weekend. As they work their way around the top of the circuit now, Reeves, Pangolis, well, in fact it's Pangolis, Little, then Reeves. They come across start-finish line. And Pangolis in the 53. Holding off Little for the moment. Reeves, Drain, Gay. Then it's Macy and Field. Rounding out the running order. Of course, restricted heavy is part of the Southern Star Series this year. And it's Guy Little and John Macy who are the race leaders. The Dion Pangolis car, 0.154 of a second ahead of Guy Little. Little, though, is the fastest car on the track, and he's trying to put the pressure on Pangolis now. A 38.795. Pangolis is your race leader. Pangolis. Still holding off Little. Guy Little. In second. Looking to try and go to the inside into turn one. Not close enough to do so. Pangolis runs wide through turn two. This is going to give Little a big chance. Coming up and over the rise. Oh, Pangolis can hold him off for the moment. Through the dip now. And Little is setting himself up for a run up the hill. He's also coming under pressure from Eric Reeves. In the 66, and Royce Gay in the 78. As the race leader, oh, makes a mistake, Pangolis, and Little is through. So Little, your new race leader, Guy Little from the Pangolis, who now is under pressure from the 59 of Matthew Drain. Then it's back to Reeves, Gay, Macy, Field. So, the race leader, Guy Little, has got himself a handy buffer now. As he comes across the line, it's Little. Lowering that fastest lap marker to a 37.440. So the Griffiths driver doing a great job here. Dion Pangolis, that's the Pro Pamphlets arrow. Still holding off the stable carding, the MD Steel Fabrication. 59 of Matthew Drain. Then it's back to Eric Reeves, Gay, Macy, Amfield. The final runners out on the circuit. So at half race distance now, and Guy Little is your leader. Little not having too many problems since he gained the lead a few laps ago. Still this battle between Pangolis and Matthew Drain. Drain now looking to go to the inside of Pangolis for second. Not close enough. And as they work their way around the top of the circuit, Pangolis will hold on to that spot. So, Drain, the P plate on a number of these cards signifying that a driver has had less than 3 race meetings. So Matthew Drain, one of a number of P-platers, including Royce Gay and Jamie Field. Guy Little out in front in the 88 cut. He's last lap a 36.9. This lap a 36.9.05. That's the new fastest lap of the race. So Guy Little leading the way quite comfortably now. He's won both previous rounds of the Southern Stars series with a solid victory on both occasions. Matthew Drain was second in Griffith. He's second in class now, third outright on the racetrack. And he is trying to get himself past the Newcastle Karting Club's Dion Pangolis, but he just unable to do so. Race leader still is a Little. That's Pangolis, Drain, Reeves, Gay, Macy, and Field, the running order. Now Field in that 55 kart. Probably not going to get lapped before the end of the run. As the leader comes across the line. Just backing it off slightly now with a 37.1. Pangolis and Drain continue their battle. Reeves is having a quiet time back there in fourth position on the track. Macy not closing in on Royce Gay at all. So as the white flag is out now for your leader. A great start there for Guy Little out in front. Second place on the racetrack, still Pangolis. Pangolis holding off Drain as Drain tries to set up a move. The checkered flag's at the ready. The race leader is Guy Little. Guy Little comes home in first. He cruises across the line in the end. Then it's back to Pangolis. Drain, Reeves, then further back to Royce Gay, who has Macy behind him, and then it's Jamie Fields, who rounds out the running order. So restricted light and heavy in the book. Up next, it's a junior performance. This is the Southern Star Series, proudly brought to you by MIA Powder Coating and Abrasive Blasting, the Inland Truck Centre, and DPE Kart Technology. Getting set now for a start in junior performance. Junior performance, Casey Fenton in the 68 will start from the pole. Rowan Fripp in the 75. Jack Westcombe Casey is out of the 88. Then it's Taylor Harness in the 48. And Cameron Longmore in the 36. So as we get set for a start, five carts to go the distance. Casey Fenton, Rowan Fripp on the front row. So Albury and Canberra, Grenfell and Wagga. Looking good for a start. Oh, big jump from Taylor Harness off the second row. And Taylor Harness leads the way. Rowan Fripp trying to work his way forward, but unfortunately he's been shuffled to the back of the field. Second place looks like it's Cameron Longmore in the 36, who runs wide through the dip, and oh, around goes Fripp. So Cameron Longmore got himself very wide into the wet part of the track, and Fripp, doing the same, couldn't catch the card in time, and he drops away down to the back of the field. So race leader, Taylor Harness, in that Mad Harry steel cart. Cameron Longmore from Wagga in the Riv Turf, 36. Then it's back to Jack Westcombe Casey. Casey Fenton and Rowan Fripp. As they work their way around the front of the field, good battle, and I think it is Cameron Longmore who takes the lead. So the Riv Turf cart of Cameron Longmore is your new race leader, also setting the fastest lap of the race at 35.838. Taylor Harness shuffled back down to second position. So it's Westcombe Casey, Fenton and Fripp, the running order, as race leader heads around the top of the circuit. Cameron Longmore trying to open up as big a buffer as he can possibly establish. Oh, and Taylor Harness into the tyres. She's overcooked it into the pit turn, and Harness is off the circuit. So Cameron Longmore now with a big advantage over Jack Westcombe Casey. That's 3.1 seconds, that advantage. As the leader around the top of the circuit. Cameron Longmore. We've got another spinner heading up the hill. I think that's Rowan Fripp once again, who's come around. So, race leader, Longmore, 3.2 seconds, his advantage. He's just set the fastest lap of the race. Longmore, well out in front. So Cameron Longmore is your race leader. Another fastest lap of the race. 35.265. Westcombe Casey in second. Fastest lap of 35.637. Fenton in the 68. A 36.941. And Rowan Fripp, the only other card out on the circuit, is a 35.9, his fastest lap. So with four laps left to run, Longmore, in a commanding position. Westcombe Casey in the 88. Fenton in the 68. There's one card, that's Rowan Fripp, heading into pit lane. So, not sure what the problem was for Fripp, but hasn't got up to speed and now has withdrawn from the event. So, just the three carts remaining out on the circuit now. Longwell leads by 4.4 seconds. As the 88 of Jack Westcombe Casey from Canberra, 0.4 of a second slower than Cameron Longmore from Wagga. So as you look at the Open Performance Championship here in the Southern Stars Series, and Junior Performance, Longmore, second in round one to Tyler Everingham, who's not here in Canberra, he didn't go to Griffith either. And then it was Longmore who took the victory from Taylor Harness at Griffith. So Longmore looking to build on his points advantage here in this Southern Stars Series 4 2015. The race leader, Longmore across the line to complete lap number 9. White flag is out. The 88 of Westcombe Casey now with the fastest lap of the race. So Westcombe Casey finding his line, finding his rhythm, and it's a 34.904. Best lap from Longmore, a 34.970. So this is an interesting one for Jack Westcombe Casey. Finding some speed here late in the race. Casey Fenton from Albury. In the Praga cart, the Rutherglen Butchery entry. In third, it's Cameron Longmore, who takes the checkered flag and the fastest lap of the race, a 34.897 on that last lap in the RivTurf cart. Jack Westcombe Casey home in second. And then in third, it's Casey Fenton up there in Townsville. There is the Castrol Edge Townsville 400 for the V8 Supercars. Qualifying for the Dunlop Series has been completed. And Cameron Waters is the fastest man in that ProDrive Racing Australia NZ car. Jack LeBrock is second fastest. Gary Jacobson third fastest. Paul Dumbrell fourth. And Chris Pither, the New Zealander in the Ice Break car, is in fifth position. So interesting qualifying for the Dunlop Series just completed up there in Townsville. This is the Southern Stars Series of 2015, round number 3 from Canberra. Heading out onto the circuit now is Senior National. Looking at the grid, it's Mitchell Fredericks in the 78, Stuart Wiegland in the 70, Glenn Williams in the 57, Harrison Inwood in the 43, Jeffrey Tresner in the 73, Stephen Rolfe is in the 17, with the 1P player in the field, which is Troy Dixon. So the first three drivers in Fredericks, Wiegland and Dixon, all in the light class. Williams, Inwood, Tresida, Rolfe and Ratmund are all in the heavies. Looking at the points, and Senior National Light, it's Wiegland that leads the points from Fredericks. In the heavies, it's Inwood from Rolfe, Williams and Ratmund. So, interesting battles all over the circuit here. In Dubbo, it was Inwood who took the victory. In Griffith, it was Ratmund. So will we see a new winner here in Senior National Heavy this weekend? We're about to find out how it all pans out. So, about to get set for a start. Away, and Fredericks gets the jump off the inside of the front row. Going with him was Inwood in the 43, but he slides out under brakes. He'll hold on now through turn 2 and 3, and will stay in second position. So Glenn Williams with a poor start, dropping back down to fourth. Wiegland is in third, as Harrison Inwood is the man that's made the big move off the start and managed to hold that position up to second. Fredericks leads the way in the New South Wales Rugby League. Arrow from Wollongong. Griffith, Stuart Wiegland, what can he do to try and get past the 43 of Harrison Inwood from Bathurst in the A1 towing cart, running in second position. Then the 22 of Scott Ratmund, slowly working his way up through the field. But it's the 57 of Glenn Williams that's back there in fourth position. Then it's Rolfe, Ratmund, Tresida and Dixon who round out the running order. So, no drivers from Canberra in this field at all. It's Fredericks from Wollongong, Inwood from Bathurst, Griffiths, Wiegland is in third. Then it's Lithgow's Glenn Williams, Orange, Stephen Rolfe, Ratman's from Wagga, Wollongong's Tresida, and Dixon in the 66 comes from Grenfell. So as they go through the dip and up onto the back straight, Fredericks now has got Inwood on the inside of him, going up the back straight side by side, and Inwood, new race leader. He'll try to do the switch over and swap back, but he'll hold on to that spot. Now it is a move from Wiegland. So Wiegland up into second. Wiegland in the intense karting. PCR race engines. Number 70 in second place. Behind the A1 towing, Bathurst. Entry of Harrison Inwood, who just sets the fastest lap of the race, a 40.89. So some good battles further on through the pack as Williams is under pressure from Rolfe and Ratmund. Ratmund getting past. I think that might be Rolfe that's lost the spot there. So Ratmund grabs a spot and moves himself up into fifth position. Inwood's your leader from Wiegland, Fredericks, Williams, Ratmund, Rolfe, Tresida, and then Dixon rounding out the field. the senior national competition down into the kiddie litter. I think that was the Troy Dixon cart, the Grenfell driver in the Bushy's Racing water skis entry, who just, slid sideways off the track, managed to keep it running though, and is back out on the circuit. So Inwood holding the advantage over Wiegland. These cold conditions, we've got a couple of carts off. So, yellow down there in turn one. As the race leader heads down the pit straight once again. So Inwood leads the way from Wiegland. Rapmund up to third now, getting past Stephen Rolfe, Fredericks and Tresseter. Glenn Williams off the circuit. So Fredericks and Williams both involved in that incident down there in turn number one. Williams, though, the only one who was unable to continue. Side by side, down into the pit turn, and Wiegland makes the pass on Inwood, and Wiegland is your new race leader. So Stuart Wiegland leading the way from Harrison Inwood, Rapmund, Ralph, Fredericks, Tresseter, and Dixon. Still the running order further back in the pack. And Wiegland, on that lap, gets the fastest lap of the race, a 40.122. So the Griffith driver in the CRG cart leading the way now as Wiegland tries to open up an advantage. The race leader, Stuart Wiegland, cart number 70. Then it's the 43 of Harrison Inwood. Scott Rapmund in the 22 has got the 17 of Stephen Ralph still close behind. Probably they're the best battle on the circuit currently, with Tresseter and then Dixon rounding out the running order. Now Mitchell Fredericks in that 78 cart is trying to close in onto the back of Rapmund and Ralph. But at the moment, he's got some work to do. So Wiegland leading the race as they come on to the final lap. He betters his best lap at 39.995 here in senior national competition. Inwood, Ratman, then it's Rolfe, Fredericks, Tresseter and Dixon. So your race leader heads up the back straight for the final time. That race leader is Stuart Wiegland. Wiegland from Inwood as they come through the pit turn and across the start-finish line. Stuart Wiegland takes the victory. Harrison Inwood home in second. Wiegland sets the fastest lap of the race on the final lap at 39.973. Home in third is Rapmund, Rolfe, Mitchell Fredericks, Tresseter, Dixon, and as we said, Williams having a spin down in turn one on lap number six. So some good driving there in the opener for senior national. As we get set now for heat number one of this big junior national field, Thomas Sargent will start on the pole. The 75 is Jackson Suslin Harlow. And Theodore Lavanes starts out of three. Sean Chibateri out of four. Cerevino out of five. McLansborough out of six. Manif out of seven. Harness out of eight. Darcy Inwood out of nine. Then the first of our heavies, Will Longmore, Kristen Leslie, Sinedro, and Anthony Labib. So they're in good formation. Looking for a start. 10 laps the difference here in junior national competition, heat number one, as they come down the pit straight looking for a start. In good formation at the front of the field, Sargent and Suslin Harrow. Sargent gets the jump, goes well. Levain's with him up the inside. Oh, contact! Further back in the field now, just trying to pick up. Taylor Harness is in the middle of that. Another cart spinning off down there in turn two as well. So they gather themselves back up. That might have been the 38 or involved with Sinedro. Then we've got three carts down off the circuit and will not take any further part. They are the 75, the 33, and the 7. So that is McLansborough, Shibutari, and also the outside of the front row, Jackson, Suslin Harlow, all involved in that incident. So the race leader is Thomas Sargent. We've got one of the drivers, I think that is Sean Shibutari, who's just holding his wrist, so he looks like he might be hurt there. It's Thomas Sargent leading the way in the 47. Then it's Cerevino, Levain's, Harness, Inwood, Longmore, Labib, Chris and Leslie. Then it's Sinedro, Manif, the final cart on the circuit. So as the leader, Thomas Sargent, comes by to complete lap number three. He sets the fastest lap of the race. A 38.340. So it's Griffiths, Jason Cerevino in the 88 running in second position. Oh, Harness now gets past Levain's as Levain's is wide and sideways through the water in the dip. And Harness in that Mad Harry steel cart is up to third position. So Harness trying to make up for the difference, disappointment in the junior performance class a little bit earlier this morning. And Harness in third, looking to get onto the back of the 88 of Cerevino now to try and challenge for second position. So Sargent is your race leader, Cerevino second, Harness third, Levain's, Inwood. Then it's Longmore. Behind Longmore is Labib, Leslie, Sinedro and Manif is your running order. So no one battling for position at the front of the field. Yellow flag still out down there in turn number one. As the 33... of Shibutari and the Jackson Suslin Harlow cart are both stranded on the other side of the kitty litter there. The 88 cart, Jason Cerevino getting the black and white diagonals. So the 88, we'll have to go and see the stewards as we've got a spinner down there in turn number one. That is the 28 cart. Oh, it can't be a 28. There's not a 28 on the board. So, I think that might have been the 38 of Blake Sinedro that had the... Oh, no, Lachlan Monique had the spin. And he is about to go a lap down to second place, man, the 88 of Jason Serravino in the TaylorMade Trailers, Deadly Cart, who will be off to see the officials at the end of this race. Now, the leader starting to come through traffic. And Sargent just getting past Blake Sinedro now. So Sinedro going a lap down. He is in ninth place currently. As Sargent will have two laps left to run next time by. Race leader is Thomas Sargent. Fastest lap of the race, the 37.733. Second place, the 88 of Sinedro now getting past the 38. Serravino getting past Sinedro in the 38. Just getting balked is Harness. So Taylor Harness just losing a bit of ground, catching the back marker as she came out of the S's. So... Sargent now with the white flag out. One lap left to run. Sargent going a 37.8 this time. His best of 37.7. He's 5.5 seconds ahead of second place. As the leader heads around the top of the circuit. And Thomas Sargent well out in front. Now Taylor Harness trying to catch second place man Jason Serravino, but Thomas Sargent takes the victory. Sargent takes the win. Second place is Serravino. A good drive from him. Harness in third. Then it's Levain's in fourth. Fifth place goes to Darcy Inwood, who started out of ninth. So he made good ground through the field. Will Longmore, first of the heavies, finishes in sixth position. Then it was Anthony Labib in seventh. Eighth place was Kristen Leslie. Ninth place was Blake Sinedro. And in tenth place, the last cart on the circuit was Lachlan Manif. So, unfortunately, McLansborough and also Suslin Harlow, all non-finishers there, along with Charles McLansborough, who were caught in that first corner incident. So hopefully the drivers will be all right. In fact, I thought it was Sean Shibuteri who might have been the one that was just getting attended to by first aid now. In fact, it is actually Suslin Harlow who's being looked at, and hopefully the reports will come back that he is okay. Open performance. So Peace got the jump, then through the dip, gets sideways. Danny Jark straightens him up with a solid hit. But meanwhile, it's Nipperis and John McCabe who get to the front of the field. Now Nipperis in the CIK KZ class spec cart. It is the top of the range cart for karting in Australia. Shifter cart, you'll see him pulling on the gear shift and the cart will be really fast out of the turns. He'll bang it through the gears, and then as he goes towards the turn, he'll knock it down a couple of spots. Carbon fibre brakes on that cart as well. So Nipperis in the 16. Now John McCabe in a slightly different configuration. He's in the DD2. That's the top of the Rotax-based carts. And he's running in second position with the fastest lap of the race, a 34 0.047. Now McCabe doesn't have the shifting to do that Nipperis has. As Peace is sideways again. Now Peace is in neutral. He gets it up into gear and rejoins the race. So Michael Peace in that Marrickville Auto Repairs cart from the North Shore Kart Club, just getting into the slick stuff up onto the ripple strip, coming onto the straight through what we used to call the dog leg, and then finding himself in real trouble there. So the shifter car drivers with a lot of work to do, banging him up and down through the gears. Matthew Nipperis, fastest lap of the race now, a 33.413 for Matthew Nipperis with the fastest lap of the race. John McCabe in second place, doing a great job here in the 66 car. That's the BRN. Back there in third, Danny Jarks having a good solid run in the DD2. Car 43. That, from memory, is the Active Air sponsored cart. Then behind him, Benjamin Forbes. And then the shifter cart, the 19 of Daniel Orsini. And Orsini just, he's got great jump out of the corner compared to the DD2s. As Jarks gets passed now by Forbes around the top of the circuit. Jarks comes back at him though, and Jarks will retake the spot. So whilst Nipperis leads away from McCabe, the battle is for third. Danny Jarks fighting on hard here. Jarks in third, Forbes in fourth. Then it's back to Orsini, and Peace is almost a lap down to the leader as we have three laps left to run. So three laps left to run as your leader comes across the start finish line now. Blue flag should be at the ready soon for Michael Peace, who sees Nipperis come up on his back bumper. So he lets Nipperis through. Danny Jarks back there in third position. Looks like he's withstood the challenge from Forbes, and now Orsini is really putting the pressure on. So Orsini trying to grab the spot. Oh, sideways through the dip. As a cart slowing. That's John McCabe, is it? So the race leader comes through, Nipperis. John McCabe has had troubles here, and he is limping this cart home to the finish. So Danny Jarks up into second position now. Forbes is back there in third. Then it's back to Orsini, and then McCabe. And one lap down of Peace in the 46. So Matthew Nipperis to the white flag. Nipperis leading the way. A 33.276 is his fastest lap. Danny Jarks in second position. And Jarks under the white flag. Forbes, then Orsini, then McCabe. So McCabe looks like he's back up to speed once again. Nipperis down the pit straight for the final time. Orsini trying to make the move on Forbes as they head up the back straight. And also McCabe's there. Checker flag at the ready. And Nipperis will take the victory. But the battle is for third as Jarks, if he holds on to this, it'd be his best finish this year, I would feel. And Danny Jarks home in second. Forbes, Orsini, and then it's back to McCabe with Peace a lap down. So Cadet Nines out on the circuit for their first heat of the day. Riley Gray will start on the pole in the 75 cart. It's Joseph Waddell in the 16 who starts out of 2. 33 is Ryan Pring. Then it's the 26 is Sebastian Ruiz. The 11P is Brady Bryant. The 59P of Tom Drain. And the 83P of Bodie Mortlock. So in the cadets, well, Adrian Haig, who is leading the class, isn't here this weekend. So Sebastian Ruiz, who runs 10 points behind, has got a big chance to get past him. Joseph Hurdell and Boulding in third and fourth position. Drain, Harris, Ross and Whale round out the other positions in this Cadet Nines in the Southern Star Series. So a few places expected to change by the end of racing this weekend. They're in good formation, but they're going to go one more time round. So it's Riley Gray in the 73 on the pole. Joseph Waddell in second position. Pring and Ruiz. That's the second row. Third row is Bryant and Drain. And Mortlock is the sole runner on the fourth row. So as we look for a start, they're heading up the back straight now. And this is a very slow formation here in Cadets. Still to come in the first round of heats. Tag light and heavy. So we've still got some good races here before we complete the first round of heats. Plan is to get through as many rounds of heats racing today, and then it's all back for the finals tomorrow, the balance of racing and the finals tomorrow. So it should be good days racing ahead still. As Cadet Nines in good formation now. Riley Gray on the pole, but it's Boulding on the outside of the front row. Ruiz goes with him now as it's green and around goes Boulding. Oh, great move by Ruiz, who decided to go to the outside as soon as he saw Boulding spin and then just was able to keep going wide enough to stop him from backing into the side of his cart. So Boulding gathers it up and gets going again, but's lost a lot of ground. In fact, it wasn't Boulding, it was Waddell in the 16. So it was Joseph Waddell who has unfortunately dropped himself towards the back of the field. But Sebastian Ruiz in the Ruiz Construction Tony card, he leads the way now. So Seb Ruiz across the start-finish line from the 50 card. That is that Tom Drain, the 59P? Tom Drain in the MD Steel Fabrications cart. Now, he was absolutely electric at the Bob High Memorial just 2 weeks ago, where he was starting off the back in every race, and there were some big fields of the Cadet Nines, and driving through to regularly finish in the top five. So Drain here once again has made a great start and is up into second position. Waddell has worked his way back to third. Gray is in fourth, then it's Pring, Mortlock and Bryant who is rounding out the field. So now, battle for second is Drain and Waddell. Waddell in the 16, all over the back of Drain, but Drain, very, very smooth driver, not doing anything stupid, just making his cart and putting it into the part of the track that he wants to run it in. And oh, now Waddell makes the mistake and he cuts through the second part of the dip and loses a fair bit of ground because of it. So Ruiz is your leader from Drain, Waddell. Then it's back to Gray, Pring, Mortlock, and those two are starting to have a bit of a battle down there for 5th and 6th position, and then it's Bryant who rounds out the field. So as Ruiz from Canberra in the Ruiz Construction entry sets the fastest lap of the race, a 41.473, he's got a handy buffer of about 8 seconds between himself and Tom Drain, who runs in second. Waddell is catching him again. Both those drivers, Drain and Waddell, are from Grenfell, as is Robbie Gray, Riley Gray, as off the circuit. So Waddell, his third incident in this race, So Joseph Waddell spun in turn one in front of the field, then has gone through the dip and cut out the second part of it when he couldn't pull the card up in time, and now has had a big spin going through the pit turn. He's still probably, yes, he is still in third position, but he has got himself a fair bit of work to do now to try and battle with Drain once again. Ruiz leading the way, a new fastest lap, a 41.080. Drain, his best lap, a 43.3, his last lap, a 43.39. Waddell now 17 seconds back off the lead. His best lap, a 42.478. Gray's put his best lap of the race through on that lap, a 45.279. Then it's back to Pring, Mortlock and Bryant. So the leader starting to have to consider what he might do when he comes up onto some lap traffic. He's got three carts at the back of the field, Pring, Mortlock and Bryant, that are all starting to battle for position. And he's closing in on them quite quickly as he's about 4 seconds a lap faster. And he's probably got, well, they're doing 35-second laps, so he's got about 10 seconds until he will catch them, because he is catching them at about 4 seconds a lap. He's just set another fastest lap of the race, a 40.662 for Sebastian Ruiz. Another spin for Waddell in the pit turn. So Waddell still in third, but losing ground all the time to the leaders with those spins. Gray goes through in fourth. Now the leader coming through. First of the back markers is past Bryant. Blue flags, or blue lights I should say, being shown. And a spin, Bryant spinning down there in turn number one. So Ruiz picking his way through the traffic. He doesn't have to be fast about it. He has got a substantial lead. So Sebastian Ruiz just has to be smart about those moves. And he is through the traffic now. So as the leader heads towards the white flag, he is now lapped up to fourth position, as Sebastian Ruiz leads the way. Ruiz leads from Drain, who heads into the pit turn now. Drain about 2 seconds a lap slower than Ruiz. So Ruiz would be getting a lot of confidence out of this run. In tricky conditions still. The circuit cold. The water over some of the critical parts of the circuit have brought many unstuck. Oh, and they've almost brought Ruiz unstuck as he heads to the checkered flag. He went too deep into the pit turn, then got himself into all sorts of troubles through the middle of the pit turn, got very wide. He hangs on to take the win. And Ruiz takes the victory. Drain to come home in second. Great drive once again from that P plater in Tom Drain. Then it's back to third place, Waddell. Fourth place will be Riley Gray, who started on the pole. Then it's back fifth place, a lap down to Pring. Mortlock will finish in sixth, and Bryant is in seventh place. So Cadet Nines in the book. Up next, it's Tag 125 Light here in the 2015 running of the Southern Stars Series, round number 3, brought to you by MIA Powder Coating and Abrasive Blasting, Inland Truck Centres and DPE Kart Technologies. of tag 125 light. So three carts in trouble on lap number one as Wells gets the jump and leads the way. Second place is Josh Hemphill. Back then to Jared Whitty, James Taylor, Chris Cooper. Then it's Woolner, Wiegland, Everingham, who's one of the carts that had trouble. Lachlan Chancellor and Jacob Fripp are the drivers that locked together off the start and then were together sliding off the circuit heading into turn number one. So yellow lights are on down in turn one as Wells leads the way. Hemphill, Whitty, then it's Taylor. Woolner is the next cart through. Woolner getting past Chris Cooper. So putting him back to sixth position. As the race leader, John Wells heads down the pit straight once again. Hemphill and Whitty continue to battle it out for second position. It's Wells, Whitty now ahead of Hemphill. So Hemphill shuffled back to third. Griffiths, Jared Whitty in the Races Warehouse Energy Cart with the fastest lap of the race, a 34.621. John Wells, Whitty, Hemphill. Now what can Whitty do? Whitty with another faster lap again, a 33.9 to Wells' 34.4. So Wells is coming under fire here as we reach the midway distance. And it is Wells from Whitty. Hemphill falling away from this battle at the front of the field. Then it's Hemphill. Taylor, Woolner, Cooper, Wiegland, Everingham is the last card still out there and running. Race leader John Wells, Whitty, not close enough to challenge at this stage. They head through the S's once again. Wells from Canberra in the Esprit cart. Whitty off the circuit, and that's going to open the door for Hemphill. Side by side, up the back straight. Oh, Hemphill doesn't try to outbreak him into the top turn. They set up side by side off the top turn this time. We've got a cart off the circuit, and I just can't quite pick up the number. I think it's the 14 of Brian Woolner. So Woolner's cart off the circuit as they come up over the rise. Whitty has held on to that second position. So as the leader, Whitty again just slow through the dip this time. Hemphill goes to the outside, but Whitty has got the speed up the straight. Race leader through across the start finish line. John Wells, Jared Whitty, Josh Hemphill. Then it's back to Taylor, Wiegland, not battling for position. Cooper and Everingham are though. And Everingham really putting the pressure on Cooper in the battle for 6th and 7th spots. Two laps remaining for John Wells. Wells now at the Wells at lap number 8 is a 34.14. Whitty is a 34.18. It is Wells now who's taken back the fastest lap of the race, a 33.899, just two laps ago. But Wells, with a 2 second gap, pulling away from Whitty, as Whitty will be frustrated because he's made a number of mistakes in this race. White flag for John Wells as the yellow flights. Yellow lights continue to flash down in turn number one. They come past the stricken 14 cart by the side of the track as they come up over the rise. Now Whitty under pressure from Hemphill in the battle for second. as they head around the top of the circuit. John Wells will take the victory. Second place, Jared Whitty. Third place, Josh Hemphill. Fourth place goes to James Taylor. Fifth place to Stuart Wiegland. Then it's back to sixth place, Chris Cooper. And then seventh place, last cart to finish, is the 50 of Clint Everingham. So DNF's Brian Woolner on lap number six. And then, as we said, Lachlan Chancellor and Jacob Flipp locking together in a turn one incident, which would be quite frustrating for both. Tag Heavy will be out on the circuit next. This is the third round of the Southern Star Series in Canberra. Getting set for a start here in Tag 125 Heavy. Matthew Hinton in the 14. James Ordish is in the 17. Lance Horn is in the 49. Jareth Argus. So, oh, it's the outside of the front row. Ordish is... managed to catch that cart as it was sliding quite badly at the front of the field. In fact, that was the 22 of Jareth Argus. I thought it was the outside front row man. It was actually the second row outside starter. So as they work their way up to the top of the hill for the first time, and it is a good start for Matthew Hinton. Ordish is there as well. Oh, big wiggle on the front end of that cart from Hinton. In second place, so Ordish is your race leader in the Canberra Car Shed Esprit. Hinton back there in second. Then in third is Lance Horn. Behind him is Hemphill. Then further back to Greg Williams, who's got behind him Argus, Miller, McCabe, Ether. And then it's back to Darren Miller, rounding out the running order. So your leader is James Ordish, who's pulling away at the front of the field. Hinton runs in second with Lance Horn trying to catch him now. In the 125 heavies, Argus is second place in the series behind Christopher Sutherland, who isn't here this weekend. So Argus has a big chance to grab some points ahead of the next rounding. I thought it was in orange, but it's, my sheet's here saying Grenfell, so I'll double check that. I will double check that in a moment. So Ordish continuing to lead the way. He comes across the line, and it is, yeah, it is round four in Wagga and round five at Grenfell. Ordish with the fastest lap of the race, the 35.9. Hinton in second. Williams now starting to work his way forward. Shenanigans back in the pack. Carts off the circuit, spinning. It looks like there's Miller's involved. Both Miller's involved, Robert and Darren, and then I think it's Tarn Ether who might have been involved in that as well. Yep, so shenanigans towards the back of the field. Tarn Ether is the first to recover. So he's now ahead of Robert Miller, and Darren Miller still at the back end of the field. James Ordish is your leader by 3.1 seconds. He set fastest lap after fastest lap, his best, a 35.973. Williams in second place. Then it's Hinton. Horn under some pressure now. Up the inside is Hemphill. And Hemphill will make the pass. So Hemphill ahead of Horn now, and McCabe with Argus. Cart slowing on the circuit. Now, who is that? I can't quite pick up the number. It might be Robert Miller in the 77. So Robert Miller in the 77 is going to be a DNF. James Ordish leads the way from Greg Williams. So the two Canberra drivers out in front of the Wollongong. Number 14 of Matthew Hinton. Lance Horns from Canberra in fourth, as is Andrew Hempel in fifth place and Paul McCabe in sixth. It's Wagga's Argus Motorsport, 22 of Jareth Argus. Then it's the Gunning Service Centre of Tarn Ether, who sets the fastest lap of the race at 35.418 for Tarn Ether, who is absolutely flying but has had some shenanigans there that has, well, that has cost him some race, a lot of track position. Oh, Williams just getting very wide through the dip now, and he's lucky not to spin after he got both left-hand wheels into the grass. Ordish leading the way. He takes back the fastest lap of the race with a 35.142. So James Ordish, with two laps left to run, is your race leader. He's coming up on the back of the three of Darren Miller, who is the final kart on the racetrack. Now, Tarn Ether is still pushing hard. Tarn Ether in eighth position. He is the second fastest man on the circuit, but has given up a lot of track position with that trouble mid-race, heading up the back straight. Greg Williams holding on to second position with Hinton in third. The white flag is out. And a race leader is still James Ordish. A good move going into the S's that time. And McCabe and Hemphill. And Hemphill's off the circuit down through the dip. So we've seen a lot of carts having problems down into the dip. As the checkered flag at the ready. And the checkered flag to James Ordish. Ordish takes the victory from Greg Williams. Great drive from the number 15. Then it's Hinton, the pole sitter, in third. Back then to Lance Horn in fourth position. Fifth position is McCabe, who came out of position 10. Then sixth position is Andrew Hemphill. Seven is Jareth Argus in the 22. Then eighth position is Tarn Ether. And Tarn Ether in 8th and Darren Miller in 9th. Only the one DNF, Robert Miller, pulling in on lap number 5 at half race distance. So that concludes the first round of heats here in the Southern Star Series, round number 3.